of my many kinks, I'm particularly fond of the morning after public display. You likely know what I mean, where the woman is still wearing her outfit from the night before. A skimpy dress, high heels, heavy makeup, my tits and ass on full display. Appropriate for last night's debaucherous date in the hotel room, but perhaps a bit out of place for the morning of sunshine and energy. As my date walks me through the hotel lobby, he's almost parading me around. A victory lap of conquest and achievement. His ego, his gratification, his pride manifested in my very public and ravaged appearance. My hair disheveled, makeup smeared, body filthy, bottom smacked red. I can hardly keep my balance in these heels, that's how disoriented I am from last night's glory. As I stand there in the lobby, I feel everybody's attention on me. My date, with his prideful smile. The traveling businessmen, with their looks of envy and lust. The hotel clerks, with their smiles of entertainment. Then, the other women, with their catty looks of disgust and judgment. I feed off this energy. No, I thrive off of it. There's no hiding from the truth. I'm supposed to be a fierce, independent woman. My value comes from my voice, my strength, my intelligence, society's ideal image. But as I stand there, I've failed to live up to that standard. I've consciously degraded myself down to an object, a fuck toy for my date's pleasure, a vessel of his validation. My voice, now muted from his face fucking. My strength, now paralyzed as I hold his arm for balance. My intelligence, now replaced by being a single-use object. I have served my purpose, my value to him, now equal to that of a used condom, are both ready to be discarded in the rubbish. At first, I thought I enjoyed the humiliation of this, the looks, the objectification, the judgment, but I realized that my mind is even dirtier than I thought. What I enjoyed was less so humiliation and more so the shame. This article fabulously describes the subtle differences between embarrassment, humiliation, and shame. Of course, people experience their feelings in their own ways, but they define embarrassment as the feeling we experience when we either do something or something happens to us that is not supposed to. Toilet paper stuck on the bottom of your shoe when leaving the restroom. You feel embarrassed. A moment goes by, you feel a little annoyed that this happened to you, but on the other hand, you're already past it, and it wasn't such a big deal anyway. Shame. The events that cause shame make us feel worthless as human beings. Shame is born in the experience that we are unable to do or be as we were supposed to. If one is ashamed of their actions, applause makes it even worse. In that moment, the attention and the looks are directed at you, and everyone sees how bad you are. Humiliation. In shame, we feel that we deserve to be criticized, because that's how bad we are. But when we are being humiliated, we don't deserve it, and we are being treated in an unfair manner. Either we are being humiliated in public, we get an unreasonable amount of yelling over a small thing. This doesn't lead to shame or guilt, it leads to hatred towards the one that is humiliating us. Well, back to the hotel lobby. As I stand there soaking up all this attention, the realization hits me. I thrive on shaming myself. In this perverse, judgmental, and misogynistic manner, I deliberately want to be used and perceived as a fuck toy, as an object. No one told or asked me to do this. During those moments, everybody sees how bad and filthy I am, on how I failed to live up to society's ideal image. And I enjoy this. I thrive off of it. My date, no, last night he didn't use me for his validation. This morning I used him for my own validation. For my ego and gratification. His victory lap of conquest pales in comparison to my own proud, shame-seeking display. In reality, he was my fucktoy for my pleasure, a vessel for my shame. Last night, I allowed my voice, my strength, my intelligence to be taken from me. In return, I was able to relish these precious moments of shame, of conquest and achievement. And that's a trait I don't feel guilty about. Eventually, my date and I say our goodbyes. He's served his purpose, his value to be, now equal to that of a used condom. And with that, I discard him and part ways.